Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustino. With us is Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief and columnist for the New York Daily News, and a couple of items today to talk to you about. Ken, welcome.
Good to be here.
Well, how about this? I see in your article today that New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is going to join Syracuse Mayor Stephanie Miner to push the governor, Andrew Cuomo, on more money for education. It has to do with the original lawsuit from the Campaign for Fiscal Equity and, as has been described by you and others, another frenemy of the governor's in the Syracuse Mayor.
Yeah, it's an interesting partnership because the governor, Stephanie Miner had been the governor's handpicked co-chair of the state Democratic Party at one time, and the two really had a falling out over the issue of pension reform for localities, and the mayor had gone right after the governor publicly to oppose what he was planning. Obviously, the governor has had tensions with his so-called good friend Bill de Blasio over a whole host of issues over the last year or so. So it's an interesting partnership that's suddenly formed, and it certainly sends a message to the governor. It's a little bit of pushback to what the governor's plans are for education reform.
And we saw that last week with the rally over charter schools, which the governor supports. And certainly in the budget negotiations, we have an education tax credit. And, of course, the teachers' unions and teachers in general upset about the education part of the governor's proposals.
And particularly they're upset, the two mayors, especially Bill de Blasio. They don't like the idea that the state is looking to take over so-called failing schools. It's an idea that Mayor de Blasio has said would weaken mayoral control over the schools and something they oppose. A veiled shot in the statement they're going to put out today by saying, if you give us the money, we're going to do all these different things with it and enact real meaningful reforms.
Speaking of reforming, that has to do also with a story you've worked on, an exclusive on the minimum wage hike. That's not the news. The news is that they're looking to push that hike in the suburbs as well.
Yeah, the governor has proposed for the first time ever a two-tier minimum wage where New York City, because of its high cost of living, would actually be required to have a dollar higher minimum wage. And now what some suburban Long Island assembly members are saying is, hey, wait a minute, New York City is not the only high cost area of the state. Downstate Westchester and Suffolk and Nassau County are also should be included in a higher tier minimum wage. I think it's something we'll probably see the assembly Democrats when they unveil their budget proposal this week. It'll probably be a part of that.
Albany Bureau Chief and columnist for the New York Daily News, Ken Lovett, joining us this morning. You can go to nydailynews.com to find out more. Thanks, Ken.
Anytime. Be well.